This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, September 22nd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. In its earliest days, the internet was seen as a tool to help people connect with others, no matter where in the world they happened to be. It is, after all, the World Wide Web. But in the last decade or so, countries have started becoming more concerned about their citizens' data and have been imposing restrictions to protect their own corners of the internet. Our reporter Aaron Tilley will explain what's been going on and how the battle over TikTok fits in. That's after these headlines. We report that the short-form streaming service Quibi is exploring several strategic options, including a possible sale. Also on the table, the company is considering raising even more money or going public via merger. The news is a sign of strain at Quibi. The company launched on schedule in April despite the onset of the pandemic and has struggled to meet its subscriber targets from the beginning. The founder and executive chairman of the electric truck startup Nikola is stepping down. The news comes after allegations that Nikola misled investors about the readiness of its technology. Nikola has been a rising star in the electric vehicle space, riding the same wave that's propelled Tesla's stock. And the company even briefly overtook Ford in market value after its IPO earlier this year. And the U.S. has been ramping up restrictions on Chinese companies for months. Now, we report that China has sped up finalizing its own blacklist of U.S. companies in response. But our senior China correspondent Lingling Wei says some Chinese officials are hesitant to pull the trigger.
You have one faction of officials who think, we should release the names as soon as we can, you know, to really protect our rights and, you know, our sovereignty to stand up to the American hegemon. And then you have another group of officials, senior officials, who are arguing we should try not to provoke the Trump administration even further. You know, we should be really cautious. You know, there's a very high risk that the Trump administration would step up sanctions against. Again, potentially targeting even more Chinese firms, that would really hurt China's economy and industries significantly.
Up next, countries have been making moves to nationalize their citizens' data. We'll tell you all about that after the break. We've been following the back and forth over the Chinese-owned social media app TikTok for over a month since President Trump issued an executive order calling for TikTok to be banned. The administration said it had concerns that TikTok could be sharing Americans' data with Beijing, which TikTok has denied. Over the weekend, President Trump approved a deal in principle that would create a new company for TikTok's U.S. operations. And it would put the tech company Oracle in charge of ensuring that American user data is safe. We talked about the deal in detail on the show yesterday. We should note there are still disagreements over the exact ownership structure, and Chinese authorities would still have to sign off. But the push by the Trump administration is just one of many examples of a global trend by governments to exert more control over their citizens' data. Here to tell us more about that is our reporter Aaron Tilley. Aaron, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Aaron, you report that with this push against TikTok, the U.S. is following in several other countries' footsteps. What have we been seeing around the world in recent years?
Yeah, so in China, there is what they call the Great Firewall, which limits kind of services people in the country can use and dictates how data should be stored on Chinese citizens. So services run by companies that want to go be inside China, they have to store the data locally. They are subject to government requests. And, you know, just in general, China has a lot of control and they enforce that among any services running inside that country. In other places like the European Union, they've placed pretty strict conditions over how data transfers work in the country. The GDPR regulations that came in the past few years, it's much more tightly regulated how residents' information are passed around the world and what these companies can do with it. And we've seen India follow along with some of these steps. This summer, it banned dozens of Chinese apps, citing national security concerns.
And you mentioned national security concerns there. Has there been a common ideology or reasoning behind all of these moves?
Yeah, a lot of them have been on the basis of national security, dictating which government has access to which citizens' data. I think that has been really a huge overriding aspect of all these regulations. But underlying all of this is really economic competition and geopolitics. That has been a underpinning of a lot of the tensions, obviously, between U.S. and China and the technology industry. There often is a facade of data privacy and security, which is a very real concern. But the backdrop is economic competition here.
So with all of that in mind, how does the latest back and forth over TikTok fit in?
With the latest in TikTok, you know, Trump is trying to, through executive order, institute a sort of national data security order. And that's interesting because a lot of these countries, they have laws that dictate these issues, whereas Trump is trying to institute this through an executive order. And that is a very messy way of going about this issue. It creates a lot of uncertainty. It's not being very carefully considered by the right people, the right authorities, and it's really being pushed through and creating a lot of uncertainty among businesses that are hoping to operate here in the U.S.
Yeah, and on the subject of companies, many of the world's largest tech companies are based either in the U.S. or China and operate across borders. What's been the impact of this trend for them, and what can we expect to see if countries continue to implement these sorts of restrictions?
Yeah, I think this is going to create a very sort of balkanized internet. That's the term people are using these days, where to operate in one country, you have to have a whole new kind of set of products with a whole new kind of set of technology to handle those policies inside that country. And it kind of eliminates this idea of the internet as one big, great platform. And I think we're increasingly seeing that. I mean, it was already that way in China, but it seems to be appearing to be coming to pretty much the entire world.
Which I imagine would be expensive, right?
Yeah, it creates a tremendous amount of difficulty, technical business challenges for any company trying to do business overseas. It really restricts their ability to kind of move nimbly and expand in the scale they want that the internet has always promised. The internet has always promised this massive scale instantly. And now you're suddenly not seeing this massive scale instantly because you have to manage and deal with all these individual country regulations or regional regulations.
All right. Our reporter, Aaron Tilley, thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm your host, Amanda Llewellyn. Thanks for listening.